And now on with the news. Norwich has seen a huge range of arts activities during the Norfolk and Norwich Festival, and we'll start with a roundup of the highlights. Then we'll hear more animal stories, a thirsty horse, a robin's nest in a strange place, and the forthcoming successors to the Go-Go Gorillas and the Go-Go Dragons. There are going to be hares all over the place next year. Hair there and everywhere, you might say. Our editor asks, who thought this harebrained idea up? Could it be our sound recordist, Tim Edwards? Tim is giving nothing away, but let's hear first about the festival. From circus spectacle to theatrical delights to musical galore, the Norfolk and Norwich Festival brought a colourful kaleidoscope of acts to our city and county this year. The eclectic mix of all things cultural entertained thousands of festival goers before the 17-day arts extravaganza took its final bow for another year. Among the theatrical highlights were a flooded production of The Tempest at Great Yarmouth Hippodrome, the epic historical spectacle The James Plays at Norwich Theatre Royal, and young singer-songwriters taking to the Norwich Playhouse stage for Wildlife. The Adnam Spiegeltent presented circus shows White Nights along with a mix of late-night gigs. Meanwhile, music filled many other venues, ranging from Norwich Philharmonic Society's Mailer Symphony of a Thousand concert at the Norfolk Showground, to Tindersticks playing open, to the Voice Project's pop-up performance along the River Wensum. The traditional garden party attracted a large crowd who were delighted with the eclectic mix of quirky acts in Chapelfield Gardens, while a highlight of the City of Literature programme, led by the Writers' Centre Norwich, was the First World War Anniversary Commission, Fierce Light. Norwich Arts Centre also presented cutting-edge acts in its arts club, which also included the quirky Egg Festival Cafe, where you could be entertained while tucking into your breakfast. William Galinsky, the festival's artistic director, said, "The 2016 festival has been a remarkable success with record numbers for the Garden Party weekend and a free outdoor programme that's reached communities right across the city."
A cheeky horse tried to steal a sip of the Lord Mayor's pint as Norwich City Vale 2016 got underway. The new Lord Mayor, Marion Maxwell, was taken from City Hall by the horse and dray from Woodford's Brewery to the launch event at the Narthex by the Cathedral of St John the Baptist. They said, "Stand next to him, the horse, with a glass of beer in your hand." Then they said, "He likes beer," said Miss Maxwell. But he was such a gentle and beautiful horse. It's the sixth year of City of Ale, and this year the 10-day festival involves 46 pubs, 36 local breweries, and more than 250 different ales. "It's so great, and even if you don't drink beer, it's got a great atmosphere," she added. "Usually I don't drink as I'm driving a lot, but this year I'm being driven by somebody else, so I may fall off the wagon." Richard Marks, boss of Norwich's John Lewis store, is the new sheriff of Norwich. He said, "It's wonderful to see how it's grown from being a couple of pubs to being the scale it is now. It's just brilliant, and we've got an event that's selling Norwich to the country." He added that Norwich City of Ale had inspired similar festivals across the country, and that imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. "Every job in a brewery created many more pubs," he added, "and these in turn supported the wider economy." He suggested guests to the festival try a light summer ale this year, with breweries using Norfolk malts to create something different.
Robins have chosen a curious place to build a nest, nestled between two empty gas cylinders on a recycling site in Strumpshaw. There are four tiny eggs waiting to hatch. The nest was spotted when a visitor to the site saw twigs poking out of a gap between the canisters. Stephen Siriboto, the lead recycling advisor at Strumpshaw Recycling Centre, said, "We had cleared out the locked cage where we keep the gas bottles a week before, so we knew there wasn't anything in there then. A few days later, a gentleman noticed there was a bird's nest in there, so we knew it had only just been made." The centre in Stone Road is no longer accepting gas canisters in a bid to protect the birds. People are instead being asked to take them to the nearest site in Caister. Mr. Siriboto added, "I've been told that if we move or disturb the nest, the robin might abandon it. We're just leaving it as it is so the little chicks don't come to any harm."
A new army of go-go stars is set to hop into Norwich, and today we can exclusively reveal that the colourful characters will be go-go hares. After the huge success of the Go-Go Gorillas and the Go-Go Dragons, charity trails in Norwich, Children's Charity Break and Wild in Art are once again joining forces to create the new open-air art event. Go-Go Hares will take place in 2018 and will be a key part of Break's 50th anniversary celebrations. Rather than just one sculpture, which is replicated and painted and left at different locations, there will be three different hair designs. Two have already been created, with the third to be designed at a later date. Also, unlike in previous years, some hairs will be dotted around the county as well as the city centre, with 50 forming the trail around Norwich itself. The creatures were selected as they are already popular subjects for artists and a relatively common sight in the Norfolk countryside.